Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Praise the Lord that we can study the Bible together and we can learn the truth of God and we can grow spiritually and become fruitful servant of God. I'm so glad that you spend time with me. Let us pray and ask the Holy Spirit to be our teacher in this lesson. Thank you, Lord. We pray and ask you, Lord, to open our spiritual eyes to see the light of heaven. Open our ears, Lord, and we want to hear what the Holy Spirit wants to say to us, Lord. We want to incline our ears to what you say. We want to keep your word in the midst of our hearts, Lord. And we want to pay attention to what you say, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We are in a series called Discovering My Calling. This is the seventh teaching of this series. Please make sure that you listen to the first six lessons and continue until we finish the whole series. The purpose of this series of teaching is to help all of us believers who love God, who really wants to do the will of God, to discover our callings and our ministry. We have only one life to live, and we want to live a life that glorifies the Lord and worthy of the gospel. In the previous session, we learned that God saved us to serve Him. God anointed us to serve Him. God calls us to serve Him. And in order to serve God, we need to find our shape, S-H-A-P-E. He designed us. He shaped us in a unique way. We can use our shape or the design that God has given to us to serve Him. We learn that the first thing we need to discover is the spiritual gifts or the manifestation of the Spirit that God has anointed us and given to us. In this lesson, we're going to learn about our heart's desire or passion. We need to monitor our heartbeat. S, spiritual gift. H, heart desire or heartbeat. 3, A, abilities. 4, P, personality. 5, E, experiences. We want to talk about the heartbeat today. The word heart has many meanings. We use the word heart as a doctor to call an organ that pumps our blood to the whole body. But the word heart in the Bible is not only about the physical organ here. The word heart in the Bible means the innermost part of our life, or our spirit. Our spirit joined with our soul or our mind and emotion and decision to be who we are. And the spirit and the soul live in this tent of the physical body. Therefore, the spiritual meaning of the word the heart is that we have our spiritual understanding, the mind that is in our life, the emotional constitution and disposition. The heart is the vital force or driving impulse in our life. It is in our spirit and in our mind here. The Bible uses the term heart to represent the center of our motivation, desires, and inclinations. It is our innermost part of our life, or we call our spirit. Psalm chapter 37, verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Our spirit and mind together have the feeling, the desire, the passion, the emotion and the perspective and mindset inside that move our life to the direction that we want to please God or we want to sin against God. Our heart really dictates our decision. That's why the Bible says we need to keep the word in our heart so that we can speak what we have in our heart. Our heart determines many things. Number one, it determines why you say the things you say. Matthew 12:34 say, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." So our heart determines what we say. The heart also determines why you feel the way you feel. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So our heart really causes us to think and feel. It determines our thoughts, our feelings. It dictates those things. Our heart also determines why we act the way we act or we do. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it, out of your heart, spring the issues of life." So out of your heart, you act, you speak, you move, you respond, you make decision. The way you live is dictated by what is inside your heart. Our heart is the real us. Physiologically, each of us has a unique heartbeat. Each person has a slightly different pattern of heartbeat. Likewise, God has given each of us a unique spiritual heartbeat, an emotional heartbeat that raises when we encounter activities, subjects, and circumstances that interest us. When we like some subject and we read it or we talk about it, we get excited. Our heartbeat starts to get higher and higher. We instinctively feel deeply about some things and not about other things. People who care about cars will get excited when they talk about different kind of cars. People who love golfing, the heart passion is about golfing. They get excited in talking about golfing. This God-given motivation serves as an internal guidance system for our life and behaviors and ministry. It determines what our interests are and what will bring us the most satisfaction and fulfillment. It also motivates us to pursue certain activities, certain subjects and environments. For example, people whose heart wants to live close to the ocean, the activity is about the ocean, and they want to buy the house in the area with the oceans, and they want to talk about the boating and swimming or fishing. We pursue certain activities, subjects, and environment because our heart desire motivate us. Why has God given each person a unique heartbeat? The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 17, this is the principle of God. "For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill His purpose." God gives us a unique heart's passion and desire to fulfill His purpose. We're talking about believers here. You and I are believers. And God gives us the heart desire for certain things. And that heart desire or passion will motivate us to do the things that God wants us to do. That's why He gives that heart desire for us. For example, my heart desire is to pastor people, to help people to grow spiritually, to be blessed, to be successful. My heart desire is to see God's people become strong, become mature, and love God. And that heart desire motivates me to be a pastor. We all love to do different things. God has a purpose in giving you inborn interests or heart desire. In fact, our emotional heartbeat reveals a very important key to understand God designed and intention for our life and our mission and ministry. The Bible makes very clear that our heart was designed by God, but we make the choice to use it for good or for evil, for selfish purposes or for godly purposes, for self-serving or for serving the Lord. You may have selfish ambition in your heart because of your sinful nature, or you may serve the Lord with a sincere and pure heart toward the Lord. Let me read James chapter 3, verse 14. The Bible says, "But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth." So sometimes people have the sinful nature of self-seeking in their heart. Whatever they do, whatever decision they make, their lifestyle is motivated by the sinful nature of selfishness and self-seeking. Even though they may like to repair a car, but because of their self-seeking attitude, they repair the car for money and for their own personal benefit. Nothing wrong about being a car mechanic, but if we have a good heart, we want to repair the car to glorify God, and we can make income to use that money to build the kingdom of God. You see, God gives us the heart desire, the passion, but we need to use them for the sake of the kingdom of God. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 20, the Bible says, "Do not be afraid," Samuel replied. "You have done this, all this evil. Yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart." Let us serve the Lord with all our heart, not with wrong motives, with the sinful nature. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6 says, "Not with eye service as men pleaser, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." The Bible warns us again and again that we need to serve God with a pure and steadfast heart. And from our heart, we do what He called us to do according to His purpose with a sincerity of heart. How can you do God's will and serve His purpose? By letting your heartbeat motivate you for ministry. One of the ways that you know God's purpose for your life is to look at your heart and to look at what you like to do, your heart passion and desire. God does not want you to feel miserable in the ministry. He wants you to enjoy what you're doing. I give you an example. When I travel to mission trip, sometimes I lay hand on 2,000 people. It took me 2.5 hours or 3 hours to lay hand on 2,000 people. Everybody, I tell you, even though my physical body was tired, but I rejoice because I love to see the Holy Spirit touch people, heal people, deliver people, and revive them. My heart's passion is to see revival, the transformation of life by the power of the Holy Spirit. I enjoy laying hand on people. God puts a desire in your heart in order to accomplish His purpose. He gives us different motivations and heart desire. For example, we may have a motivation to acquire, to buy things, and to accumulate things. We can use that for either moral or immoral purposes. Some people have a tendency to accumulate things with a selfish attitude. They can use it either positively or negatively. You can use your heart desire for sin or as a tool for the kingdom of God, for the ministry. You can use your basic motivation in a good or in a bad way. If God puts a desire into your heart to be a leader, you do not have to be embarrassed about wanting to lead people. God says it is noble to set your heart to be an overseer. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, this is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of a bishop or an overseer, a pastor, he desires a good work, a noble work. Your gift may be teaching, but your heart is for children. So if the church asks you to teach adult classes, your heart will be miserable. You may be gifted in organization, but your heart is for an overseer ministry. Therefore, you need to organize a mission trip, not organizing an office. Your gift may be leadership, but your heart is for homeless children or people in military. Your heart is different from your gift. You need to ask yourself, who do I love to work with the most? What type of people do I want to minister to? Some Christians prefer working with people, others with things. Some prefer working with information, facts, and data. God made all of us to be different. We are all important, and we are all part of the body of Christ. We need to monitor our heartbeat and find our spiritual gifts. What church issue or ministry excites or concerns you the most? If you have the heart for the children, the ministry of children program will excite you and make you happy to get involved. Whatever you do, you should do it with all your heart, as if you do it for the Lord, not unto men. Let us take a spiritual EKG together. EKG is to measure the wave of the heart. If you are like most people, you have never taken time to sort out and identify the things you are good at and motivated to accomplish. As a result, it is unlikely that you use those talents as completely or effectively as you could. The key to understanding your heartbeat is to look at your past accomplishments and what you enjoy doing. We will start to search our heart together right now. You can list and describe your accomplishments since childhood. For example, when you were in the junior high or high school, you say that I love to put plays or skit for the neighborhood kids with costumes and props. Wow, we can transform the shed in the back of our house into a fairy land with lighting effects, decorations, and princes. You see, you love to do the entertainment. You want to set up the skit. Or you say, wow, I had a job as a printer assistant and developed a method of how to cut the paper. I love that job. I have a heart of producing some material. Or you can say, you know, I enjoy being a president of my high school class. I love to manage and I love to put people together. I enjoyed it so much. Or you can say, oh, when I was young, I always liked to build something from the scratch. I built a box in the garage. That box is used for keeping a lot of good things for my mom. You see, your heart is to really want to build something from nothing. You look back in your life since you were young. What do you love to do and what you have accomplished? What is the accomplishment at home, school, or workplace? Things you enjoy doing. Things you believe you did very well. And you must give the specific details about what you did. For example, you may recall things you enjoy doing and did well when you're young. And you say, wow, I love to really organize the football team. And I want to help them to organize the lunch, the meal, and the transportation for the football game. Your heart desire is to organize something, and you want to help people to really enjoy the football game. You have to be specific about what you love to do. You don't say like this, oh, you know, I had a great vacation in Hawaii. That is the bad example. A good example, you know, I really did so good in photography during my vacation with my parents. I took a lot of pictures. My heart passion is to take pictures or movie. You focus on the activities and accomplishments that are the highlights of things you have done in the past. Please think about the highlights of things you did well and enjoyed doing during your younger year of your life. Write it down as a teenager, what you did when you were 10 years old, in the college year or in the early adult age, maybe in 25 years old or in your 30 years old time, what you did, what you enjoy doing. The more you can list, the better you can find out your heart's passion. Write down on a piece of paper. Try to discover the motivated direction of your heart. Examine your achievement for a common motivational trait. You might find a key phrase repeated, and those key phrases will match your heartbeat. For example, you say, I love to organize. I enjoy doing it. Or maybe you say, I love to play with the kids in the Sunday school when I was a teenager, assistant for the Sunday school. You remember this? All these motivations are given to you by God. They are only sinful when you use them in a selfish way. Every one of the heart desire that God gives to you can be used in the ministry for the godly purpose. Don't be embarrassed to identify a basic heartbeat that does not seem very spiritual, does not seem to be spectacular. Almost every one of these can be identified, and you can use those for the ministry. You can really develop them, and you can really use them for the kingdom of God. I give you some example of heart desire or heart passion. Some of us love to design and develop, love to make something out of nothing. We enjoy getting something started from scratch. Our heart desire is to develop something new. Oh, another heart desire or passion, pioneer. You love to test and try out new things, new territory, new concept. You are not afraid of failure. You are willing to take some risks. So you have a heart of pioneering. Another one, organize. You love to bring order out of chaos. You enjoy organizing something that is already started. Look at another heart desire or passion. Operate and maintain. Somebody already start something. Would you love to efficiently maintain something that is already organized? Another heart desire or passion. Serve and help. You love to assist others in their responsibility. You enjoy helping others to succeed. Another one, acquire and possess. You love to shop. You love to investigate in the website. What is the good things you can buy, the best quality with a reasonable price, where to buy it, how you can order it, and you collect things, you obtain things, you enjoy getting the highest quality for the best price. That is another heart passion. Oh, your heart passion is to excel. I love to be the best and make my team the best. I enjoy setting and attaining the highest standard. Another kind of heart's passion, influence. You love to convert people to your way of thinking. You enjoy shaping the attitudes and behavior of others. You love to train people. You love to influence people, and you use it in a godly way. You influence people to the way of God. Another one, the heart's passion. Oh, you love to be on stage and perform. You want to receive the attention of others. You enjoy being in the limelight. Another one, improve. You love to make things better. You enjoy taking something that someone else has designed and started and improve it. Another one, repair. You love to fix what is broken and change what is out of date. You love to make things better, to repair. Lead and be in charge. You love to lead the way, oversee and supervise. You enjoy determining how things will be done. Another one, persevere. You love to see things to completion. You enjoy persisting at something until it is finished. Follow the rules and regulations. You love to operate by policies and procedures. You enjoy meeting the expectations of an organization or of a boss. You love to make sure everything is done correctly according to the rules and regulations. You keep everything in order. Another one, prevail. You love to fight for what is right and oppose what is wrong. You enjoy overcoming injustice. I believe that you should be able to support the ministry, serve in the ministry by knowing your heart's passion or your heartbeat. You may have a basic motivation that God put in your heart. I love to acquire and buy things. I help my mom and my dad to research and look in the computer to buy the best vacuum cleaner for our home. You see, you're really good in acquiring and buying good things. That is your heart desire. I believe that you can find the motivational direction of your heart by looking back in your life after this teaching. What you have accomplished in the past, what you enjoy doing, what have you done, and you have the fulfillment in those activities. Since you are young, you were teenager, and you were young adult, what you love to do, and write down your heart's passion and your heart desire. I believe that after you find out your heartbeat, you will be able to find the ministry and the calling of your life. God bless you. Thank you so much. Please practice what you learn. Ask the fire of God to cleanse your heart so that you can use your spiritual gift and your heart desires or passion to do the godly things, to build the kingdom of God, and may the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you, and may He help you to serve in the right ministry according to His purpose. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May the Lord be with you, and may the Lord put His hand upon you, heal you, guide you, bless you, and He will give you so much favor in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.